Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Insecticides India Limited Q4 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Masoom Rateria. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, and welcome to Q4 FY25 earnings conference call of Insecticides India Limited. Today, on this call, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Kumar Agrawal, the Managing Director, Mr. Sandeep Agrawal, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Dushyant Sood, the Chief Marketing Officer. Before we proceed the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that this conference may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of date. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Q4 and full year FY25 earnings call of Insecticides India Limited. Thanks for taking the active interest in IIL and your participation today. I'm joined with CFO, Mr. Sandeep Agrawal, and CMO, Mr. Dushyant Sood. So let me start with the industry outlook. There is a very positive sentiment across the industry. There was a good monsoon prediction, and we have seen the good pre-monsoon showers that have covered the entire country at large. All the catchment areas are receiving good rains. The crop sowing is expected to start a little early in the early part of June itself. Farmer has made good earnings in the field crops, in particular in the Rabi season, because the crop condition was good and prices of most of the field crop was quite good. The raw material prices for the industry are stable, and overall, I can say that there are the signals of favorable tailwinds, and we expect this to continue in fiscal 2026 also. Now, let me talk about IIL. We had very good launches during the year. The highest number of launches, almost 12 launches, were done in the fiscal 25. Out of these 12 launches, four products I'm able to shift to Focus Maratna this year. The total number of Focus Maratna till last year were 12, which has been increased to 16, and I can say that there is a very good acceptance of the products we take to the market last year. The farmers are generally very happy. The trade is happy, and I expect the good growth from these products. This year, we did not wait for the season. Whenever we got the registration, we launched the products. I can say it was a trial launch. That's why the number achieved in the last year was not very big. But this year, as I have suggested, that four products are moving to Focus Maratna, and the rest of the Maratnas also will be doing a good performance. So we can anticipate that this quarter, these products are going to support us well in our growth strategy. For the year 2026 also, the number of launches are big. There are almost half a dozen products which are lined up for launches. So recently, in this week, I've launched a product called Altair, which comes from the stable of Nissan, which is the seventh product in the list of Nissan, which is coming to Insecticides India directly from Nissan. And today, we can say that Nissan is the most important Japanese partner for Insecticides India and plays a very important role in our patented product portfolio, or I can say the value-added portfolio or the premium product portfolio. So this is going to be a herbicide for rice, again patented, very interesting product. And in the recent past, with our launches, Insecticides India has developed a good, I would say, on the herbicide segment. For almost all the major crops in the country, we have got the specialty herbicides, and they are doing very well across the country. May it be rice, soybean, pulses, maize, cotton, wheat, sugarcane. We have got the solutions, and they are number one solutions in their sector. If I talk about the major herbicides which are doing good for IIL, they are, of course, like Hachiman, Tori, Tori Super, which is a recent launch, Arox, Green Label, Green Mix, Green Expert, Stroke. Again, it was relaunched by McKinsey Technicals in-house, Million. So in this Ferrox came out of our own technical. Tori and Tori Super, which was a recent launch, again came out of our own technical. Stroke came out of our own technical, which was relaunched. Billion came out of our own technical. So a lot of development is taking place for AI manufacturing also, and which take these products to the FM segment, and we are very, very confident that we'll be able to make them big. Talking about the our presence across the country, I can say that today IL is present across the throughout the length and breadth of the country, across all crop segments, and we have the solutions for every crop for every season, which makes us more buoyant that we are present across and selling throughout the year. So the 60% business comes in the first half of the year, so that is going to remain like that. But you can see that in Q4, we have posted a decent increase in our top line as well as the bottom line. And I believe that this type of feature will continue in the future also. Talking about the Dahej plant, there is a good news. We had made an investment of about 150 crores in this plant. And now this plant has received the in-principle approval from the government, which means that in the month of June, we will start our production. The plant is going to commence in the production. So there will be a lot of new products which will be started in this plant, and there will be some expansion of the capacities, because the new plant will be used majorly for manufacturing of insecticide, fungicide, and their intermediate. In the old facility, we are going to enhance our capacity and some new of herbicides and their intermediates, and also some new herbicides will be launched there from the older plant. So which means that we are going to divide the herbicides and the insecticides area in totality in the Dahej plant. In this fiscal, because the announcement in the power connection is also expected, which should come in another 2 months. So we'll come into production, and this year this plant is going to contribute roughly about 100 crores, this expansion, with a CAGR of more than 50% in next 3 to 4 years, because the expectation is very big and our hope from this new expansion is quite big. And we'll be launching many new products and increasing our capacity for many products from this new expansion. Here I would also like to talk about our expansion budget, which for this year we have kept at around 100 crores in FY26. A major investment is going to go to Sukanala, which is going to be a fully automatic plant, and it will boost the momentum. The most part of the 100 crore expense is going to go to Sukanala. There will be some maintenance capex which will be used across our plants, but yes, the major part will be this. Here today I would also like to talk about the inventory, because on 31st of March you would have seen the increased inventory in the system. So that's the part of the strategic move, because if we look at the current scenario, the monsoon predictions were quite good, and the preparedness was the for the new season was quite needed. We had very aggressive launches in the year 25, and we have very aggressive launches in 26. There were a lot of new eyes, new brands which are to be introduced into the market. So we had to build up the inventory in the month of March, which will finish very soon by June, July. You will see a big impact, because these are the months of selling, and we are fully prepared to take on the market. So the most important thing which I would like to talk today is that we are working on effective implementation of things all across the organization. So we are working on inventory control, we are working on working capital, we are again working on the expansion and projects, and to finish off these things timely. The outlook from the trade is very, very positive. I shall always beat the market. We shall continue with our double-digit growth strategy, with the top-line growth coming majorly from Bharatmas, which will mean that the bottom line will increase better than the top. So with this, I hand over the call to the CFO, Mr. Sandeep Agarwal, to explain the results.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. So the major financial highlights of these results are: there is a strong revenue growth of around 32% registered during the fourth quarter of 2025. And the major, with a very good margin improvement also. The major growth has come from our premium products. The major products in which we register the growth are Shinva, Izuki, Mission, Mycorrhiza, and some new launches. Gross profit margin in FY 2025 also stood at 32%, which is showing improvement of 655 basis points over the last year. This is due to the better product mix sales, improved pricing strategy on which we are working, and some new launches. They all combined contributed to the improvement in the gross margins. EBITDA margin for FY 2025 also improved by 281 basis points due to the result of our aggressive market campaigning and field promotions to support the launches of the new product in the market. The return on capital employed and return on equity has also improved in FY 2025. The ROCE is 18% and ROE is 13% respectively during the year. We'll see the results, some markings. If you'll see the full year revenue growth, it is around 2%, and quarter-on-quarter revenue growth is around 32%. B2C premium products versus generic, if you'll see during the full year, the premium products has increased from 59%-61% in overall B2C sales. During the quarter, it has come down from 52%-51%. You will see the sales by segment. The basic improvement is there in B2C sales segment, which has increased from 69%-75%, and the corresponding decrease has come in B2B sales from 26%, it has come to 20% for overall year. Whereas during the quarter, the B2C sales has come down from 62%-59%, and B2B sales has increased from 24%-27%. You will see the margins. The gross profit for the full year has improved by 28%, and the gross profit for the quarter has been increased by 51%. EBITDA margin also improved by 36% for the full year. From 8.3%, it has come into the double-digit figure of around 11.1%. EBITDA level for the quarter has also improved by 226%. From 3.2%, it has come improved to 7.9%. You will see the PAT. Full year PAT has also improved by 39%. From 5%, it has come to 7%, and during the quarter, it has improved by 85%, from 2.8%-3.9%. These are the basic financial highlights. Now we can open the session for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bharat Gupta from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rajeev and Sandeep ji. I hope I'm audible. First of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers, sir. I have a couple of questions. First, can you just brief us about the volume growth which we have witnessed during the quarter four and for the full year as well?
In the full year, the volume growth has been roughly about 10%. The average price decline during the year is around 8%, so the total growth in terms of numbers is showing about 2%.
Sir, for the quarter four, sir?
Quarter, I have not checked as such, but quarter since we are showing an increase of 32%, so you can increase that, so roughly volume growth will be around 40-odd%.
Right. Sir, it's primarily driven by the peak hit or the early onset of the monsoon, or can you just brief us about the good amount of growth which we have witnessed during the quarter?
Quarter is not very important, actually. Quarter is just due to the follow-up because there were certain launches actually which were planned, like Scope had come in the last year itself. In the B2B segment, we could push some Scope quantities, and some other products were placed easily in advance. Generally, we don't do that very much, but still we could manage to get some parts of volumes from every segment, like B2C, B2B, and also from exports. Everything contributed, and it was positive.
Right. Sir, secondly, with respect to the recently launched product, paddy herbicide, so can you just refresh about the estimated market size of this product, and does it complement V-Label, which is our existing product in the paddy herbicide category?
Yes, these are all complementary products actually, because this is a pre-germination herbicide which has to be used immediately after sowing of paddy. I can have every type of solutions at different price ranges, because some of the generic solutions which we have are 300 to 400 rupees per acre range. There are some specialty solutions that go up to 600 rupees per acre range. This is going to be expensive product, particularly for the farmers where the weed intensity is very high. And after using those generic solutions or even the new generation solutions, they are forced to use the labor also because of that high density of weed and the variety of weed which are not controlled by the generic product. So they are spending about 4,000 to 5,000 rupees on the manpower per acre. So for those farmers, we have bought this generic solution which is going to cost them roughly about 1,800 rupees. And this will save them the money on labor, and this will increase the productivity in their fields. Why? Because the entire weed control is going to happen by the chemical solutions, which will decrease the competition from the weeds. So the crop yield and the crop vigor is going to increase actually for this farmer, and they will save this money. So our target, initial target, is in the nursery segment, and the basic target of achieving the sales is going to be from the some east central part of the country and southern part of the country. So they will be the major markets for this product. And talking about the market size, paddy herbicide market is a very vast market actually. So if I talk about the generic product, then it goes in large volume. The Ethylachlor is very, very popular. Then the Spergat came in, then the mixture. So there are a lot of products which are selling at very high volumes. So in terms of value, you can anticipate to begin with a modest number of 10-15 crores, but in the second year itself, you can touch 40-50 crores with this product. So at this moment, I am putting it in Maharashtra. Next year, there may be a possibility of catching up focus on.
Sir, with respect to herbicide only, how do you see the current level of demand playing out because of the early onset of monsoon, and what is the inventory position out there in the market with respect to the agrochemicals across the nation?
Generally, if we talk about the inventory position in the market, if I don't see the inventory, I want to say the distributor will never see the inventory because after the season, they tend to return it to the company. So, in the
Sir, sorry to interrupt, but your voice is not clear. Can you come a little closer to your speaker?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
So the inventory situation in the market is, I'll say, there has been the signals of shortages from 3-4 months. So particularly if I talk about the rice herbicide, the corn herbicide, there are shortages in the market. So we were building up, because we are the manufacturer of technicals for many of these products. So we were building up our brand, and we are trying to place it in the market in the best possible manner. Even for the non-selective herbicide, the demand is going to start immediately, and there are shortage signals from the market. So I can say that June should see a good demand for these herbicides, better than usual. So now it depends how much we are able to place. We are in a good situation, but still that tightness we are also going to face in the month of June, because there were manpower shortages which happened after the war. So luckily the war settled fast, so things have started improving, but still the entire manpower is going to take some time to come back.
Also, sir, like you mentioned, there are shortages, and like in respect to the quantities which are about to get dispatched. So just with respect to industry, so has the industry players taken advantage of the situation in terms of increasing or creating a paddy site? And how do you see the trend of the raw materials placing out during the quarter, and how do you see it for the next quarter?
Demand and supply always plays an important role. For the herbicide, there's a small window actually. So yes, there is some price rise internationally also in the domestic market also, but not very big. But still, like, I don't see that already some advantages people have started taking. But yes, if the shortage prevails, then there can be some price rise in the market. So, but we have to keep the fingers crossed for that.
But like QOQ, we haven't taken any pricing hike in this particular season, in the start of the season.
I didn't say that actually. last year was a level of price where there was a price drop. There has been some price improvement in the month of April, so which has gone up to May, and there will be another price drop. So that's a regular practice actually. Every year you have 2 to 3 revisions actually, generally till August. So first revision comes up in April, mid-April or May. Second revision comes in somewhere in June. And if the season is good, then the third revision comes in July also. So last year, they were all negative because July was a very dry month. The monsoons were very, very erratic. So if the rains are good and the season is positive, then there will be positive revision.
Right, sir. And sir, like with respect to the raw material, how do you see the trend playing out?
Raw materials, like you have to make an arrangement because it's a cyclic industry. That is one reason actually we have to plan 4 months in advance. So generally we'll keep always the stock for 4 months, 3 to 4 months. You cannot do it 100% for but all the major requirements. You have to keep the raw materials in stock. So that's the industry practice which you have to. So with our large variety and our, I would say the integration. So sometimes we are forced to plan for technicals, formulations, brands, everything. We do that. So this year I have to engage some more godowns, extra godown facility, which we did actually because we were preparing for the season. So I can say that IL is ready, but nobody can fulfill the 100% demand because our business is a stable type of business. When I say stable, like if the rainfalls are low, then you will end up selling 90%. If the rainfalls are big, you end up selling 110. I cannot do 120, 130 because achieving more than the target is very, very difficult because you cannot supply at that speed which the market wants sometimes.
Right. And sir, if the situation continues to remain as buoyant as currently it is, in terms of overall, like you have guided, you are looking out for a strong double-digit growth. How do you see the volume growth as well as pricing? Like in a range, what kind of a ballpark figure you?
Actually, it becomes very difficult to predict. So I'll continue with my guidance of double-digit growth only. We'll beat the industry. That is something I would say. So I don't want to go very bullish that we'll do this, that. It will be just beating the industry, as always.
Sure.
Thank you.
And sir, last question with respect to Kairos. So any progress which you can share on this? And going forward, how much benefit can it occur for us with respect to gross margin improvement?
Kairos has been positive in the first year itself. We have registered a profit of roughly about 2 crores. So in this fiscal, we can expect a profit of around 10-12 crores from this Kairos business. But next year, it will multiply. Once we go into the larger chunk of business, then it will multiply. But again, so we had bought this company for 5-odd crores, so 6 crores maybe. So we'll make a recovery in year 2, 100%.
Right. Right, sir. Thanks so much, sir. I will get back in the question queue. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Arnav Sakhuja from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to confirm one thing you mentioned earlier. For Q4 FY25, what was the volume and value here?
Quarters are important, but it's the strategy which is more important, I believe. So we are buoyant on this fiscal FY26, preparing for this. So in this preparation, yes, there has been some volume growth also and value growth also. In the last year, if we calculate in totality, we have calculated that there has been a value degrowth of 8%, means the volume has gone up by 10%. And the value has gone up by 2%. So that way, it is the value below. The price improvement won't have been there in the last quarter. There is some price improvement in the quarter one, which is the running quarter now. So further price improvement will be depend on the market, how the market moves further.
And just one more question. So you were talking about the CapEx which you've completed, the 150 crores of CapEx. Just wanted to confirm, this is for the Dahej plant?
The we are going to capitalize the Dahej plant because we have got the approval for Dahej plant, and we have spent about 150 crores in Dahej. In the current fiscal, the Sotanala plant is a Rajasthan plant, which we are making. So we have spent about 70-odd crores there already, and there will be additional investment of about 100 crores in the new projects, which will be majorly attributed to Sotanala now. Major part. Rest will be all the maintenance CapEx because we keep on expanding small, small facilities across plants every year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Sneha Jain from SKS Capital. Please go ahead. Sneha Jain?
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am. You're audible now.
Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to ask, how many new registration, new products are we going to launch in FY26, and will the majority of them would be 9(3) registration?
We are going to launch six products in FY26, and all these are expected to launch soon. So the first product is going to be Altair, which is a Japanese collaboration, 9(3). Then there is Centra SC, which is again a mixture product, which is 9(3). BrahMos is my own technical, which I made, and I'm going to launch a formulation. Formulation would be 9(4). The technical registration was 9(3). Amuse is my another mixture, which is going to be 9(3). Victa Gold was a good product. It's a relaunch of that. It is 9(4). For another product is Spoke, which has already come in the FM. Not Spoke. It is Sparkle. Sparkle is going to be 9(3) again. It's a patented product, which is going to come in a collaboration.
Okay. Thank you. And so I won't, sorry. Yeah. So I wanted to probe a bit about on the reciprocal tariffs of U.S., basically, both on us and on Japan, which is a mega trading partner for us. And will we be signing further JV contracts manufacturing in India with them?
Everything is going to be happening. You have to understand that pesticides are the commodities which are the restricted products. You have to register, then you can sell. So at the moment, I don't have any registration in USA, and our major part of the business comes from the domestic market. My 95% business is domestic business. 5% is export. That does not restrict me from doing the international businesses because we are investing too much on registrations in Japan, in America, including South America and North America, all the countries, Europe, and many parts of the world. So many of my products are under registration because the major you have to understand one concept. The concept is China plus one and Europe plus one. Previously, these were the manufacturers. Now people want to look at the alternate sources who can manufacture and supply to them. So India will also be one important partner for America. And if my product gets the registration and I am in competition, then they have two comparisons. They have to compare me with China or any other Indian company. If I am competitive, definitely I'll get the market. And even if I am a little expensive, then also because the other partner who is going to work for me in America or in any ex-country, he has invested money on me and he is banking on me. So he has to take some quantities from me, which can be large or small. It depends on the type of working we have. So the dependence comes in automatically. We'll get the share. So we expect that, yes, we are going to grow in the international market, but I don't want to give any big data for that. At the moment, we are a domestic play company with 95% contribution coming from the domestic market.
So can the Japanese company give outsourcing to us? Manufacturing?
We are already working on this. I'll make the announcement once the business starts. We are already working with many companies for many products. The agreements are there.
Okay. And so last question would be, what would be the growth levers for us in FY26 and for the next 3 years? I mean, the outlook, basically, what would be the growth levers?
The strategy is the premiumization. So we wish to bring the efficiency in the system. We wish to bring the premium products to the market. We wish to introduce newer patented IPR-protected products. We wish to give new formulations, new technicals. We wish to do the CRAMS activities for the companies. So there is a lot of new technology products which are going to come from this table of IIL. We are going to grow in the domestic markets as well as the international.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Karthik from Samatva Group. Please go ahead.
Many congratulations to the management of Insecticides India for a good set of numbers. My first question is, what is the outlook on the exports, and is any of the capex that we have recently done and the one which is in pipeline aimed at increasing exports?
Exports generally don't need too much of capex. It's a routine capex which I'm investing for the export market, because for exports, you have to invest on generation of data. We are having three NABL labs, and the fourth one is also coming up. So I think it's four now. One GLP lab, which is in-house. So we develop the impurities in-house. We develop the technicals in-house. We develop the all the reference standards in-house. And that after that, we give it to the CROs. It's a regular practice that the R&D teams have to do. We have a team of more than 150 R&D scientists which are engaged regularly on working of on development of products in different stages, formulations, technicals, improvement of recipes. So they are doing their work. So that is a regular salary which I am paying. So it goes from there. So nothing big. When I sign the export agreement from any company, those companies have to generate the data in their countries. I have to give them the centralized data, which I keep on generating regularly as a regular practice. So there is no special expenses which I have to incur for exports, apart from keeping an export office, which I have at Mumbai. Mumbai, there is a team of about 20 odd people who are sitting for the international businesses. So that is the expense I am making. At the moment, my contribution from the international market is coming to roughly about 5%. That will grow slowly. There is not going to be any dramatic change. But yes, we are expecting some international orders from big companies. So once they start, then it will start changing. So once the business starts happening, because initially you get the trial quantities, after the trial quantities are successful, then you start getting the regular quantities. Once the regular quantities start happening, then yes, the international business will start growing directly. But at the moment, contribution is fine. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The second question is, on slide number 10, there we have a good practice of actually showing the product freshness index. And we have always witnessed an exponential growth in each of the preceding years. However, in FY25, it seems to have saturated at the 500 odd level. Is there any specific reason behind this, or tapering is reasonable?
Very, very interesting point you have picked up, actually. Sir, I would like to say, as we grow in the premium products, we have grown in the premium products here again in this fiscal. So in the B2C segment, it has been the growth, but in the B2B segment, I have suffered a degrowth of about 20%. In the past year, what was happening that when the new product is introduced, people take P2P. So when they were taking P2P, we were including it in the freshness index. But this year, they have taken bulk. So that showed a negative thing. So I'll make the improvement in our presentation that from this year, I'll only show the brand. I'll not show the P2P product. So that improvement will be done, and that will be visible. So in totality, I can say that the follow-up or the following of Insecticide India tractor brand products is very high in the market. The response is very good, and that is the reason that I am able to add four more products to my FM segment, and all these four products were introduced in the last year. So I am that confident with my products which I am launching. So that confidence also goes with the freshness index. So incidentally, since in the past these B2B were also covered, so that is showing negative trend. But that will improve. We will remove B2B from it for better clarity.
Mentioned that there could be a 100 crore outlook from this subsidiary. Are we sticking to that guidance, sir?
Could you repeat the question, please?
Our subsidiary Aeros, which we have recently acquired, and last time the acquisition news was shared with the shareholders, you have also given certain guidance that there could be a possibility of 100 crore in FY26. Are we sticking to that guidance from this subsidiary in this financial year?
Yes, answering the another question, I said we'll be registering up a PAT of about 10 crores plus. So to reply her question, yes, we'll stick to 100 crores.
Thank you so much, sir. And all the best for the future endeavors. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Kunal Tokas from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're
Hello?
Audible.
Okay. Just three quick questions. First, just can you give us a brief about your joint venture with OAT Agro from Japan and talk about progress has been made in new products from that joint venture?
Yeah, it's a whole story. We tied up with OAT Agro in 2013. So now there are 12 years passed. So what is the job of the JV? The job of the JV is to develop the new products, test them in Japan and test them in India, and then give it to the two partners. The two partners are OAT and Insecticide India. So yes, they develop the product and pass it to us. And now we register these products in different geographies of the world and we have to launch. So the first product which was developed by them, so it has passed many tests and other things. So the name is given to it, the IUPC name, the chemical name, the other things, because it takes a lot of time and all these things through all these stages. Scaling up is complete. So very shortly we are going to make our application in India. And after that it will be applied in different parts of the world. So
will this be the first product to be commercialized out of this joint venture?
Yeah, this is going to be the first product which will be commercialized by the JV. But there are series of products which are after this. And let me tell you that these are the real inventions, which are the new chemicals. We call it NCE, new chemical entities, with different modes of action. So these are new modes of action, no copy products, long chain products, which has come after a lot of research. Because we have researched we develop more than 5,000 products every year. And in 12 years, we have tested more than 60,000. After testing 60,000, we got 2-3.
Can you maybe also provide any idea about the potential of this new product or the other products that are yet to come?
I will only say, when you develop a new product and talk to a MNC, they will say 10,000 crores is the expenditure in developing a product. That much only I will say. I will not say anything else.
All right. And the working capital gains that have increased, is this purely driven by the inventory built up that
your voice is not very clear actually. Kunal, I have to make an estimate.
What about now, sir?
If you are right. Better.
Okay. The question was about working capital gains that have increased. Is this only because of the inventory buildup that you are...
Temporary because of the inventory buildup, and you'll see the improvement in the fiscal because we are very, very serious on this. I already made a note of my earning goal.
Okay. And just the last question. So you talked about the direct effect that tariff would have, which would not be much on IIL. But do you think that tariff might induce China to maybe dump some products here and that can disrupt your business?
Again, voice is cracking, but I have understood that you are trying to discuss about the USA tariffs on India and China. Definitely that will always have an impact, but it's the matter of registration. We are not a free product. We are not selling a free product. Every Chinese company has to register their product in the different country wherever they want to sell with every customer. Same is the case for India. We register every product with every customer. So it's whosoever has the registration is expensive or inexpensive. The other person has to buy because he don't have other option. So if the other person has to buy, then how competitive your product is, it will depend on the quantum you get. So things are important, but overall I can say there is no much stress in India due to this. The only thing is that the products are going to expensive, become expensive for American products.
The line for the participant has been disconnected. We move on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Agastya Dave from CEO Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I clearly audible?
Yes,
sir. You're audible.
Sir, thank you very much for answering all the questions in such detail. So most of the questions that I had have been covered. Sir, I have one question on the other expenses. There has been a significant rise in that. Can you point out any particular line items which have seen increase and any one-off items there?
I don't think there are any one-off items. I'll give it to the CFO for explaining it. In fact, marketing expenses would have increased, but he'll explain better.
Right.
Good evening, boss. So there is an increase of around 57 crore in the total other expenses, you will see. And the major expenses has gone up to the business promotion and field promotion expenses. As we are a company, we are in the new product launches. So we have to work very hard with the farmers in the field. So for that, you have to do some demonstrations also. You have to show the product to the farmers. You have to show the IR. So those expenses have gone up. So majorly are the expenses, and if you will see the exact, then I can give you the head-wise bifurcation also. But the majorly is this.
Sir, two line items there. If you have numbers are there, one ad and sales promotion and two commissions.
So for business, if you talk about sales, field expenses, then you can say 20 crore. और बाकी जो कुछ थोड़ा बहुत एक्सपेंस बढ़े हुए हैं वो बढ़े हुए हैं आपके रिपेयर एंड मेंटेनेंस एंड फैक्ट्री के जो पोल्यूशन एक्सपेंसेस हैं उसमें लगभग
लास्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम माय साइड इज बिकॉज देयर वाज अ 8% ड्रॉप इन रियलाइजेशंस अ लॉट ऑफ द लाइन आइटम्स आर हैव मूव्ड अराउंड सिग्निफिकेंटली इफ वी कंसीडर देम एज परसेंटेज ऑफ सेल्स. So, for example, gross margins have expanded. So, the current gross margins are indicating 32% gross margins. Should we consider them going forward? And same with other line items, because there is such a huge distortion in the realization. And a related question there is, what about the margins going forward, given I'm assuming that the raw material basket has kind of stabilized now for pretty much everyone and the demand is looking good. So how do you see these things varying going forward?
Rajesh again. We have shown a 50% improvement in our profit margins. First, we would like to stabilize it around this. We are already on a growth path. I already said double-digit growth. I'm already talking about the premium product. We have been working on this strategy for the last 3-4 years. We are cutting down our tail cutting is a regular exercise at IL because whatever products are not paying, we are cutting them off. So all these things, the improvement which we had started 4 years back are paying off now. So they will continue paying off, but I'll not say any dramatic change. But yes, in 2-3 years, definitely we'll see 200 to 300 points change actually in the EBITDA levels.
Even on the base of FY25, you expect now 200 to 300 basis points improvement?
Why are you taking it as a benchmark? Yes, there will be improvement, but it will be a slow improvement.
Excellent. Sure, sir. I understand that, sir.
Like, and then the speed won't be, cannot be like that. Yeah, thank you.
Sir, very well done, sir. And sir, ek question aur main bhul gaya. Sir, employee cost, now that the Dahej plant is commissioned, how much employee for how much do we need to invest in our employees?
क्या होता है कि plant बन गया था तो already उसके लिए employees थोड़े चालू तो हो ही गए थे because I cannot hire and keep them on the plant overnight because उनको plant maintenance कराना plant के trials कराना वो सब already 25% जैसा 30% जैसा employment तो already हुआ हुआ है plant पे and they are working there. So, different type of tasks rehte hain because plant ki commissioning karne se pehle uska trials, uske water trials, uske solvent trials, uske sab cheez dekhna, rakhna, wo sab kaam hota hai. Wo expense already ho raha hai. Aur iske alawa kya hai, ki hum log utilities pe bahut kaam kar rahe hain ki hum log apna power budget और अपना जो गैस बजट है उसको मैं कैसे कंट्रोल कर सकता हूँ, ऑयल बजट। तो मेरी कोशिश ये है कि हम लोग जो एक्सपेंशन करेंगे, एक्सपेंशन जरूर करेंगे, लेकिन हम थोड़ी इकोनॉमी लाएंगे इसके अंदर। तो कुछ बेसिस पॉइंट्स है, मेरा खर्चा इन टर्म्स ऑफ दी एक्सपेंसेस पर केजी एंड टर्म्स ऑफ दी प्लांट एक्सपेंशन थोड़ा सा कम होगा, आप इम्प्रूवमेंट देखेंगे, बिकॉज हम ऑलरेडी बहुत सारा काम कर रहे हैं कि एनर्जी कॉस्ट को कैसे कम करें ओवरऑल दोनों ही सेगमेंट में, मतलब स्टीम
का। लास्ट दो साल का प्रोग्रेस बहुत अच्छा है सर, सो आई मस्ट कंग्रेचुलेट यू ऑन दैट एंड आई होप यू।
थैंक यू
जी सर, कंग्रेचुलेशंस फॉर दैट एंड गुड लक फॉर दैट सर। सो थैंक यू फॉर गिविंग मी द टाइम एंड अपॉर्चुनिटी, ऑल द बेस्ट सर, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू वेरी मच। Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of F.A. Narayan from Capricorn Research. Please go ahead.
Rajesh, I'm an admirer of the way you have led the Insecticides India over the years. I have given this progress that you have brought. I have two questions. The first one is, given the PAT, profit after tax, has jumped from rupees 102 crore in FY24 to rupees 142 crore in FY25, please give a response in one sentence what you did different in FY25 that there is such an amount of significant improvement in performance.
Simple, the strategy of premiumization. We launched products continuously and we kept on improving the product mix, and this is going to continue for future also.
Okay, good. Given this level of performance that you have reached, what is that you plan to do in FY26 to take the company to the next level?
We are continuously improving the product mix. Like we name the product as FMs, Focus Maharatnas and Maharatnas. So we are focusing particularly around the Focus Maharatnas. We improve the number of Focus Maharatnas from 12 to 16, which is itself indicator that yes, these are going to be the big products, and we are going to work around these products, advertise these products, develop these products in the market. And my team and the trade also gets that information that yes, if this is coming in this segment, then company's focus is going to be around these. So this will continue and help us actually. And then we are having some mega launches actually in this fiscal also, because there are two collaboration products, and rest of the products also which are coming are mostly either by my own technical or they are the mixtures which have got IP protection. So all these things are very, very favorable for the company and are going to support. Because here, when we supply these type of solutions, then we become the solution provider, company, not the product.
Okay. Yeah. So, given this, do I consider that FY26 will be similar to the kind of growth that we have had in FY25?
Growth will be good. We are very, very bullish and positive. I cannot say that, yes, there will be another jump, but it will be good.
All right. Look forward. Many thanks. All the best to you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for the appreciation.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Manish Jain from Wealthcare Advisory Partners, LLP. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir. Sir, my question was that in your opening remarks, you told that due to the war situation, there are shortage of workers. So will it affect the placements in the first quarter, sir?
Now it's actual sales more than the placements. Yes, if you have more people, then there is a chance of producing more. This year we were prepared and we have been manufacturing since
Your voice is not clear.
Yes, there is some shortage of manpower. There is some shortage of manpower because when the war started, so people from Jammu fled actually. And not only there was impact at other plants also, because people were worried and they were receiving calls from the people in the village, come back to the village. So there is some pressure on the manpower. It will take time to recover. So I cannot do 100% what I want. But yes, definitely it will have some impact actually. Because had that not been there, then the performance would have been much better than what it is going to be today. I can only say that we are already on a growth.
So we'll lose some market share, sir, in this quarter?
We never lose the market share. In last 20 years, I have never lost the market share.
So we have enough stock in the market?
We always plan better from the market, from the competition. That is the reason we are able to grow better. So we prepare ourselves, we take risks. But these are calculated risks.
In short, we have enough stock with the market, right?
Why do you want your words to come from my mouth, actually?
No, it's okay, sir.
We know the market and we are working on.
Okay, sir. My next question and the last question is that, sir, when will we be able to do a 10% net profit margin? Maybe next year? Possible?
No, it's a difficult question for me to reply upfront. So, EBITDA levels, we have already crossed 11.5. So it will keep on improving. So, when it will match the taxation, then we'll have it. So I can say that this should be 2 to 3 years target.
Okay, sir. Yeah, sir, congratulations once again and best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Karthik from Samatva Group. Please go ahead.
Thank you for allowing me to ask another set of questions. That you were planning to hire for some senior roles and management level and thing. Is that hiring done or are we expecting some more hiring to happen?
There are things in process. So as they will happen, because you have to form a strategy, then you have to find the right type of people. And then people get free from their current assignments and join you. So we have been looking at people around. So there will be joinings which will happen during this year.
Okay, can we? Is the cost related to senior?
Mr. Karthik, your voice is not clear.
Is it better now, ma'am?
No, sir.
I'll repeat once again. Is it better?
Yes, so it's better now.
Yeah, better now.
Thanks. So the question is, the reason for asking this question is majority of costs related to senior leadership or management related hiring already captured in FY25 or are we to anticipate majority of those costs to be reflected in FY26?
I would say that the routine is going to cover that. So routine changes in salary this year may be between about 15% plus, so which will cover the additional manpower required. In 26, again, when the Sotanala plant comes in, then there might be some hike. So it will depend that we are yet to give the numbers that how much will be the sales gain and what all. But yes. I think we should be able to maintain with 15% CAGR on our salary budget.
Great, thank you. And my second and last question, sir, is in the past, Q4 was always subdued when compared to Q3. Not absolutely, but relatively, Q4 was always subdued related to Q3. What has changed in this quarter at Insecticides that Q4 made similar revenue as compared to Q3? And is this sustainable in the future as well? Because are we expecting the lumpiness to settle down going forward as we have witnessed this quarter?
Actually, we don't form our strategy quarter-wise. It was the pressure on the back of the mind that forced the Q4, and then the expectation from the new season was very good. And then we had certain new solutions which were selling in this Q4. So these were the reasons which kept the sales going in Q4. And then international market also responded. B2B market segment also responded because B2B was also trailing behind and they were also under pressure. So I can say that pressure has done some work, the strategy has done some work, and then of course the expectation from the new season was very, very positive, because already the IMD and the other agencies had started making the announcement about good rainfalls for this year. So people needed the preparedness, and the inventories in the market were too low. So people needed those products, so that's why it happened. So I will not say that this is not repeatable. It should be repeatable in future.
Thank you, sir. That's all from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand over the conference to management for closing comments.
Thanks all the participants for attending this session today. And with your queries, you have asked very important questions, which will be enlightening all other people who are not present in this call or even who are present in this call. Thank you very much for your positive involvement. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Insecticides India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.